Well, Merry Christmas to you all. So glad that you're joining us here at Holy Trinity on this warm, wet, but wonderful Christmas Eve service. And a warm welcome to you if you are worshiping with us online. We're so glad that you're here. My name is Caleb, and I'm a pastor here on staff at Holy Trinity. And again, we want to extend a warm welcome if you are a first-time visitor or if you are out-of-town guests visiting with family. We are really glad that you're here. Everything that you need to know about the service can be found inside your bulletin. There's a little welcome note from me on the inside left cover. And then the bulletin will detail all the areas where we sit and when we stand and when we sing. This is a COVID Christmas, and so things are a little different than in years past. Kids aren't coming up during the message. We're having fewer kids up here. The children that will be sitting here are more representatives, and so we won't necessarily have three wise men, but we feel like you would get the picture of what's happening here. Families that are, if two children are sitting together, they are families. So we just wanted to clarify that. Again, we are so glad that you're here. Merry Christmas. And would you all please stand as we sing our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. To us a child is born. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we praise and thank you for the gift of Christmas and the celebration of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Into a world darkened by sin and death, you brought light and life. Help us to joyfully receive Jesus as our Savior and give us the faith and courage to live with him as our Lord. Amen. You may now be seated for the readings and songs as we begin our pageant.
The first reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Let's sing this together.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Whom shepherds guard and angels see. Haste, haste to bring him long, the babe, the Son of Mary. What lights he in such meanest state, where whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him back, the babe, the Son of Mary.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
She married gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Thank you.
third reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Let's sing this, angels.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, in the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Come to Bethlehem.
Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Gloria
in excelsis Deo.
Hearts in love.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Fourth reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him."
Westward.
Well, Merry Christmas, boys and girls. I'm so glad that each and every one of you are here today. Can I see a show of hands? How many of you have something like this in front of your front door? Does anyone have something like this? Oh, I see a couple of you. Well, what does this say? What does that say? It says, welcome. You're right, welcome. People put this in front of their doors for two reasons. One is to clean the dirt off their shoes before they enter into the house. The other one is so that they can give a message to their guests right before they arrive. In this case, this mat says, welcome. It's interesting, this mat is kind of like our Christmas story in some certain ways. You probably have never thought of that before. Let me explain how. Our story reminds us that Jesus welcomes anyone that wants to come to him. He welcomes anyone that wants to come to him. Look up on this stage here. We've got some kings and some wise men and some shepherds. These are two very different people. The shepherds were, back in that time, commoners outside all night with the sheep. And in fact, they probably smelled a little bit. So can you guys do something with me on the count of three? Can you hold your nose and go, ew? One, two, three, ew. Yeah, that's the shepherds. The wise men, entirely different. They were well regarded. Everyone wanted to be a wise man. They were inside all day and they probably smelled fantastic. Can you guys do something with me on three? Can you go, One, two, three, People who smelled good, people who didn't smell good. All come and worship Jesus. You know, they had probably different beliefs about the world. They had different hopes for who kings would be. They had different things that made them happy. But what they're united in is that they both come and worship Jesus. And Jesus welcomes them. He doesn't turn anyone away. And that is the truth this Christmas as well. Jesus welcomes you to him. It doesn't matter if you're funny or not funny, if you smell or don't smell, if you like school or you don't like school, you like sports, you don't like sports. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, Jesus welcomes you to himself. That's the first point. The second one is how it cleans feet. That's what we're gonna talk about next, cleaning feet. Christmas reminds us that Jesus came to take away our sin so that we can live with him forever. That's why God came to this earth. You know, we've made mistakes, we've been bad, we've gotten in trouble, and so we've done things that would classify as sinful or dirty. It's kind of like this shoe over here that I want to grab. Can you see that shoe right there? What's on that shoe? Not dog poop, nope. More just leaves and dirt, leaves and dirt. This is kind of like us. We've got leaves and dirt and junk that sticks to us. But the amazing thing about Christmas is that Jesus comes to take away all dirt, take away all dog poop on us. He's kind of like this mat. I need your help. Can you hold up this mat? Okay, Elias, do you want to hold this up? Will you take this and wipe that dirt on that mat? You come and do that? Wipe it off as hard as you can. Oh, perfect. Oh, get that really clean. That's great. Perfect, perfect. You see this shoe? It's not entirely clean, but it should hopefully be fully clean. And that's what happens in Christmas. We're reminded that Jesus comes to take away our dirt. We can wipe it on him so that we can live in paradise with him forever. So no matter who you are, no matter what you believe, no matter what baggage you bring to the table, Jesus welcomes you with open arms, a beaming smile, and says, come. And we can come because of the work that he goes on to later do. He does what we can never do, dies in our place so that we can be free forever. That is the good news of Christmas. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you that you welcome all people to you if they desire to come. Lord, we want to come to you, and we want to sit at your feet and learn more about you in the way that you loved people. Thank you for enabling us to be free of the dirt that clouds us and bogs us down. We thank you that you took that dirt upon yourself. We ask that all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you all stand and sing Joy to the World with us?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and
sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
You may be seated.
I just have three very short announcements for you. Our 5 p.m. service after this is live streamed and recorded, so feel free to watch that as well if you'd like a second dose of church this afternoon. Tomorrow we have a 10 a.m. service on Christmas Day. Would love to welcome you all back to that as well. Sign up online in a way that you similarly signed up online for this service. And then if this is your first time worshiping with us, our exit protocols so that everyone stays safe is that we ask that you just exit out the side aisles rather than down the center aisles. But that's all that we have. So grateful that you all have come, and Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy these last few songs.
So
two of us.
Heavenly
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus, who created all things and in whom all things hold together. You came into the world that you made to save those you love. We praise you as our Savior and our Lord, as the source of all joy, peace, and hope. Amen. Would you please stand as we sing our final song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, our Savior, is born. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you, guys.